For school districts in rural Alaska, this is prime recruiting season. Next week, they'll hold a job fair in downtown Anchorage looking for teachers to fill hundreds of openings statewide. But they're also looking outside the 49th state. Ed Ronco reports from Seattle.
Inside a hotel across the street from SeaTac Airport, Patrick Garrett sits wearing a pressed suit, holding copies of his resume.
I am certified to teach social studies. I'm new to the profession.
He's been substitute teaching in the Seattle area where he lives. Like so many people in this room right now, he hopes his next job is further north.
I know there's opportunity to be had in Alaska, and history jobs, social studies jobs are a little hard to come by everywhere, so I'm broadening my opportunities.
Garrett makes his way around the room, talking with superintendents and principals who are standing behind tables representing 17 Alaska school districts. One of them is the North Slope Borough School District. 11 schools, 2,000 students, 400 certified teachers scattered across an area bigger than Utah. Seriously, if this school district was a state, it'd be the 10th largest in the nation. Karen Russell is Human Resources Director for North Slope Schools.
We get a lot of questions about, is it really dark for 6 months, you know, and we're like, no, but the sun does go down below the horizon for 65 days, and then, you know, I just try to do a lot of talking and convincing about the positives of life on the North Slope and that our North Slope kids deserve good quality educators.
Russell's table includes small, squishy foam polar bears imprinted with the district's contact information. As the applicants try to put their best foot forward with school officials, the school districts are also trying to make a good impression on the applicants.
Building a brand new middle school right now.
Oh, okay.
And that's in the construction process.
Over at the table for Valdez City Schools, middle school principal Rod Morrison is talking to a prospective teacher.
We get a lot of snow. Are you okay with snow?
Yes.
The applicant calls the town Valdez, sort of a job fair party foul. But Morrison goes on with his presentation, highlighting the outdoor opportunities in Valdez and its high rate of funding, about $27,000 per student. Tony McFadden, manager of Alaska Teacher Placement, says this blend of the basic and the complex is actually a typical conversation at a lower 48 job fair.
We have the full range. We have people that really know what's going on, and we have people that don't understand that the road system does not expand the whole state. And they say, what do you mean there isn't a road? I can't drive.
McFadden acts as sort of a matchmaker between school districts and prospective teachers.
We want good matches. We want educators going into communities, eyes wide open, knowing what they're getting into and embracing it. And that makes a better experience for our teachers, and it makes a much better experience for our children.
So if you want candidates who know what they're getting into, who know Alaska, why not look in Alaska? McFadden says they do. But Alaska needs more teachers than it can produce.
The problem is, while we might have teachers that are very willing to stay in Fairbanks if they went to UAF or stay in Anchorage if they went to UAA, finding people who are willing and excited to go to our rural communities is really more of a challenge.
Which brings me back to Patrick Garrett, the Seattle resident who's hoping to teach social studies or history in Alaska. Does he know what he's getting into?
Adventure, thrill-seeking, naturally.
Okay, so he's kidding. He's done his homework. And he says he's still interested.
I have two young daughters, and my wife and I are in a position where we need to look for full-time employment, so we have charm, we'll travel, you know?
You're on the same page.
Exactly.
It's not like you went to the Alaska job fair today, really?
Yeah, no, okay. No. She was pushing me out the door.
Garrett mentions afterward that he got a few leads and is waiting to hear what comes next, if anything. The best case scenario is a social studies teaching job in the last frontier. At worst, Garrett says he got some good practice for future interviews. This is Ed Ronco in Seattle.